Dairy farmers of Wisconsin earn a spot on Ad Age's list of 13 creative campaigns to know about today, standing beside big names like Pepsi, Verizon, Etsy, and White Castle for its Born to Dairy campaign. Instead of hiring celebrities, the campaign puts real dairy farm families front and center, telling their stories through billboards, buses, milk trucks, trading cards, and social media. The numbers are striking. More than 7 million video views, billions of billboard impressions, an 80% drop in negative sentiment, and a measurable bump in dairy sales. Campaign creator Susan Fanning and featured farmer Andrew Christensen say the honor proves that authentic farmer voices break through the crowded media noise, a lesson any Iowa producer thinking about telling their own story can appreciate. Madison Weiss, the stars of Wisconsin's latest nationally acclaimed marketing campaign, aren't celebrities or actors. They are dairy farmers. Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin's Born to Dairy campaign has been named one of Ad Age's 13 creative campaigns to know about today, alongside campaigns from some of America's most recognizable brands, including Pepsi, Verizon, Etsy, and White Castle, honoring an approach that puts real farm families at the center of the story. For Wisconsin's dairy industry, the distinction represents more than a creative achievement. It signals that authentic stories about dairy farmers are breaking through today's crowded media landscape and helping strengthen connections between consumers, dairy products, and the people who produce them. What started as a marketing campaign has become a movement that has united an entire state around dairy, said Susan Fanning, chief marketing officer at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and campaign creator. This acknowledgement from Ad Age is exciting because it validates something our farmers have always known. The people behind Wisconsin dairy are our greatest strength. When consumers see the faces, hear the stories, and understand the passion behind the products they love, they build a deeper connection to dairy. Born to Dairy was built on a simple idea. The most compelling ambassadors for Wisconsin dairy are Wisconsin dairy farmers themselves. Rather than focusing only on products, the campaign celebrates the personalities, traditions, innovation, and dedication of the farm families behind Wisconsin dairy. Through storytelling, billboards, buses, milk trucks, social platforms, trading cards, and partnerships with beloved Wisconsin brands and personalities, Born to Dairy has introduced millions of consumers to the real people behind America's Dairyland. Since its launch, Born to Dairy has generated more than 7 million video views, billions of billboard impressions, and thousands of positive social media comments, while reducing negative sentiment by 80% and contributing to an increase in dairy sales. The results demonstrate how authentic storytelling can strengthen consumer connections and drive measurable business impact. And that connection matters. Born to Dairy reflects growing consumer interest in understanding where food comes from and the people who produce it. This recognition isn't just exciting because it puts Born to Dairy on a national stage, said Andrew Christensen, Wisconsin dairy farmer, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin board member, and one of the farmers featured in the campaign. It's exciting because it shines a spotlight on real Wisconsin dairy farmers who pour their hearts into caring for their animals, stewarding the land, and producing the dairy products we know and love. Seeing our stories resonate beyond agriculture and connect with consumers not just in the state but across the country reminds us that sharing our story really does make a difference. To learn more about Born to Dairy and meet the farmers featured in the campaign, visit borntodairy.com. Madison Weiss, World Dairy Expo, is pleased to welcome Michelle Brockish, Spring Green, Weiss as the organization's new sponsorship manager. In this role, Brockish will cultivate and strengthen relationships with the hundreds of corporate, farm, and individual sponsors who support the world's premier dairy event while working closely with the Commercial Exhibitor Committee. Brockish, Madison, Weiss, as the 59th World Dairy Expo approaches, Expo is searching for college students passionate about the dairy industry to be part of the 2026 media team. Four students will be hired to experience the storied event as media interns. Under the direction of Expo's Communications Manager and Digital Marketing Specialist, media interns Orange City, Iowa, as Memorial Day ushers in the unofficial start of summer, America's favorite frozen treat is once again taking center stage. That's especially true in Lamar's, Iowa, known as the ice cream capital of the world. The city produces more ice cream by a single company, Wells Enterprises, makers of Orange City. Iowa, Mexico's dairy market is entering 2026 with renewed momentum, and the latest USDA Foreign Agricultural Marketing Service semi-annual report shows a landscape that U.S. dairy producers should watch closely. The country's fluid milk production, cheese output, butter demand, and skim milk powder S&P imports are all risen, creating a favorable environment for